Well, if you look around, it certainly feels like Sydney is remaining firmly in the grip of a craze for all things organic, from our booze, as we heard, beer and wine, organic beer and wine, skincare, and of course, food. Now, advocates of organic food will tell you that it tastes better, it's safer, it's more nutritious, and of course, the high cultural cachet often comes with a high price tag attached to these foods. Now, Shannon Chafkin is a Sydney-based naturopath who advocates an holistic approach to nutrition in her work. Shannon, very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, why do you think we are still so crazy for organic food?
Well, I definitely think that the market is just becoming more aware of the food that they put in their body, and they'd rather have high-quality food that's full of nutrition. And we're also becoming more aware of the nasties that are in the food that we eat. So, yeah, there's definitely a growing craze towards wanting to be healthier and wanting to know exactly what you're putting in your body. So I suppose the most important thing to know is what really the difference is between organic and not organic. So your organic produce is going to be grown in a natural environment using natural materials that are free of harsh chemicals. All those methods are going to make sure that the nutritional quality of the fruit and veg is very high and rich, which means when you eat it, you're getting your bang for your buck and you're getting the nutrition that nature intended. Whereas with non-organic produce, there's the farming methods use chemical fertilizers that promote unnatural growth. So it can reach the demand of what people want buying in the supermarkets, flavor and color enhancers, herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, and I don't know about you, but I think I know which path I'd want to go down.
Look, we certainly see the label organic put on a lot of different foods. From your perspective, are there certain foods that we should only be consuming the organic version of?
Yes, so there definitely are. So there are certain fruits and vegetables which basically they act like sponges for pesticides and other chemicals. So these chemicals get stuck in the skin or absorbed into the fruiting body of the fruit and veg, which means that even washing your fruit and vegetables isn't going to get rid of that stuff and you're going to be consuming it. So there is an organization called the Environmental Working Group, and every year they release a list of foods which are called the Dirty Dozen. And these are fruits and vegetables that basically have been tested to contain the highest level of herbicides and pesticides and chemicals, which are really difficult to just wash off or get rid of. So they would definitely be the ones to go organic.
That's a very interesting one. Now, look, is organic sort of food and even nutrition, I guess, a part of naturopathy usually?
It absolutely is, yes. So naturopathy basically includes treating your clients with very high-grade nutritional foods as well as herbs to really activate the body's natural ability to heal. So the most important thing is that you're giving your clients just really, really nutritional foods, and organic is a real cloud for that.
Now, I think the big disconnect for a lot of people is obviously there is a high price tag to many of these organic foods. Is that just about the fact that, I guess, you know, we can charge that amount because it's so popular at the moment? Or is there an innate value, do you think?
Yeah. So the thing is, you know, time is money, and organic farms typically are smaller than conventional ones. Mm. And on average, it takes a lot more time to produce the crops because they're refraining from using all these chemicals and growth hormones and that are used by conventional farms. And also the production orientated government subsidies are a lot more expensive when you're using more crops. So basically you have these little organic farmers who are having to pay huge prices to the government to keep on going. And this is actually why organic food's more expensive. So it's a, although it's a trend and people may think, oh, it's just expensive and people think they could charge what they want because it's organic, they're actually, when it comes down to the farmer, you know, they need to eat too, and it's hard to maintain their farms without using pesticides and things that force the growth to reach the demand of what people want.
Look, we are, of course, talking fruit and veg mostly at the moment, but we have seen a bit of a push towards organic meat production as well, haven't we?
Yes, definitely. And I guess it's all the same. It's the same theory with organic meat as it is. You know, animals are being are being given antibiotics and growth hormones and other things to enhance their growth and to increase their size. And then, of course, you know, the way they're going into production isn't always very sustainable. And so the quality of the meat that you're getting, you end up consuming these antibiotics and growth hormones, which can cause a range of health issues. But also, you're just not getting very good quality meat. You don't really know what the health and safety is in the abattoirs. And so definitely going for organic meat and organic eggs would be on that list. Should be included in the list of dirty dozens.
Shanna, I could go on and on about this, but we will have to leave it there, I'm afraid. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Shannon Chafkin there, naturopath with a fascination for organic nutrition. I will say that from my point of view, I do appreciate that most organic farming does have a higher rate of sustainability and environmental friendliness would be my take on that one personally.